This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From the InfoWars.com News Center, deep behind enemy lines in occupied Texas, broadcasting worldwide, you're listening to the voice of human resistance against the technotronic technocracy takeover. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Now notice, for about 19 years, I've had liners saying broadcasting from occupied Texas, FEMA Region 6, different promos along those lines. Because the United States really has been captured to a great extent by the globalists. And I'm going to talk more about that in a moment. But first off, I want to bring Owen Schroyer in, who'll be co-hosting with me in this hour, to talk about some of the big stories he's going to be breaking.
Well, Alex, I got to be honest with you. I'm getting a little angered right now by the Democrats and some of the voices on the left, because they're really starting to insinuate violence, and they're trying to blame it on us. Now, I've got a handful of news stories here to illustrate exactly what I'm talking about. Paul Joseph Watson filed a video and a news story. This is on InfoWars.com. Left-wing journalists, violence against racists to stop Trump should be tolerated. And this left-winger out of London, I don't even know who she is, Nesreen Malik. I've never heard of her. She's kind of an ugly human, to be honest, just because of the things that she's talking about. But she's basically insinuating that, okay, well, if you go out and you commit acts of violence against Trump supporters, well, that's just fine, because Trump is a racist. See, Trump is a Nazi. So it's okay for you to go out and be violent against Donald Trump supporters. So here you are, Nesreen Malik. So in London, if somebody walks out with a Make America Great Again hat on and they get socked in the face, are you going to take the blame for that? Are you going to be the one to stand up and apologize? Are you going to admit that you incited it?
Let me go one further. They're going to attack the wrong person. They're going to pull their concealed carry and defend themselves. So how are they going to feel then when she gets people killed, or when a Trump supporter gets punched in the head, falls down, and busts their brains out, as has already been happening? And then CNN defends it and goes, well, they're white. Look, this is George Soros trying to create race war. Every day you get the New York Times, Vice, or other publications coming out saying, let's have a coup. Trump needs to die. These people really are trying to start a civil war. They have free speech. And I support the First Amendment 110%, 1,000%. But I do not support planning insurrection. And the point I was making earlier, I took a gulp of water, went down in my lungs a little bit. Sorry about that. I had a coughing fit. I was glad you were there, Owen. Was that we talk about deep behind enemy lines. By admitting that America's been captured by globalists, bringing that topic up, once you expose that England was under the unelected EU, that we were under this unelected NAU, that's the beginning of the end for them. And so now, of course, the EU says they want to bring military forces into countries that try to pull out. Of course, they're trying to threaten the U.S. and say, we'll hurt your economy, we'll hurt Trump. Well, if they do hurt our economy now, the American people will know they did it and won't blame Trump. By facing the real topics and the real definitions and the real players of the real world system, just people knowing how things really work, it's game over. And notice the public now knows this. They understand the forces arrayed against the West. They understand how the third world's being used as a tool. They're not the forces arrayed against us. And they are in panic mode. So, yes, I want to go into this, the Budweiser commercials creating division, and so much more. And I want to get into an article demonizing Bannon out of USA Today. And, it's in CNN, everywhere else, has similar articles. I want to get into all this coming up because it illustrates how they take something that's totally reasonable and then write articles making it sound crazy in an attempt to make libertarians, conservatives, and others distance themselves from Bannon, who's one of the key people in the White House advising the president and one of the people really helping synergistically interface with 45 so that we can actually defeat the New World Order. Bannon is a key general in the fight, but make no mistake, so is Drudge, and so is InfoWars. And I hate to say we're the big three up there, but it's Bannon, Drudge, and InfoWars as three individuals or organizations that are the trifecta the wise men interfacing with the people and the world and with Trump. And it isn't that we tell Trump what to do. Trump hears what we say and already instinctively knows it. We'll be back.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Coming to you from the former United States of America, from deep in the heart of Texas, it's Alex Jones.
That's right, folks. We are the former United States of America. We've been absorbed into the North American Union. George W. Bush signed that back in 2005. In Texas at Baylor University with Vicente Fox and Paul Martin of Canada. And now by admitting that we're in the former United States, it's like England is in the former UK. Now they're in the EU. It makes 90%+ of their laws they're trying to get out. So it sounds radical saying, you know, coming to you from the former United States of America. People say, oh, well, you don't like America? No, no, I want America to come back. I want to point out what's happening. Now, Owen Schroyer is riding shotgun with me in this hour, joining us again from the InfoWars News Studios in Austin, Texas. I'm on the road in Los Angeles because I'm going to be on one of the biggest podcasts out there, 20 million or more, 18, 20 million, they say, every week. Does it three times a week, the Joe Rogan Experience with my old friend Joe Rogan. Never actually, I've been on, you know, clips on the show many times, been obviously talked about almost every episode of the show. People keep asking, why don't you ever come out and get on the show? Well, Joe invited me a few months ago again, and I said, this time I'll come out. So look forward to that, 3:30 Central Time. You can find out more at joerogan.net or youtube.com/user/ Well, I see a computer screen up there. I can't read the end of the URL, but you can obviously see the URL if you are a TV viewer out there. Again, I am on the road today. We have the new Supreme Court nominee, a great pedigree, very conservative, an acolyte that sat at the feet, a protege of the late Antonin Scalia. So that's got to make the folks really mad that killed Scalia, that his acolyte is replacing him. That is certainly exciting. Owen Schroyer there in the studio was bringing up some really important news with how they have more and more people openly calling for attacking anyone wearing a Make America Great Again hat. What about Make America Free Again? What about Keep America Great? I mean, what is it about feeling like you're not part of America? That's the whole leftist Ford Foundation MSNBC idea. Let me explain something to everybody out there. I don't care what color you are. There's different statistics, but in most areas of the Southwest and even the Midwest and places like Florida, half the population under the age of 20 is Hispanic. It's set, depending on numbers you look at, by 2030 that something like 70% of the country will be Hispanic. I mean, it's just, this is America. And Hispanics should ask, do you want to live in Cuba under a communist type system or Venezuela under socialist / communist system, or do you want to live in this system? And we're not perfect. We're trying to be good. Do you want the birthright? And quite frankly, culturally, most Hispanics fit well with the Americana view. They just never got out from under colonialism. Colonialism left, but whether it was Brazil or Mexico, they just got one form of kingpin after another form of a kingpin and never got out of that system. The elites in Mexico brag that they want to keep the little people, as they call them, the peons, poor. That's what feudalism and serfdom is. Mexico didn't just invent it. Study serfdom in Japan. Study serfdom. You want to see serfdom, go see Silence by Scorsese. It's a very long film. It's very well done. It's very depressing. That's exactly how 95% of Japanese lived under the Japanese system. I love Japanese. They're great people. But the reason they basically have zero crime is because they were put through 1,000 years of hardcore slavery. I mean, if you so much as looked at somebody in the eye that was in a caste above you, they would kill you. That's called feudalism. That's called keeping people poor. Okay? And look what the West has done for Japan. Look at Japan and its wealth and power and the redistribution through open, free societies to the Japanese people compared to what they were under. Population bloom, freedom. Now they've gotten decadent like everybody does. But I'm getting into a history lesson here. There is a full pitch and push to have anybody of color believe that free market and wealth and success and innovation is something you don't deserve and it's associated with whiteness. You're being given an operating system, a virus of failure. And just break your conditioning, get out of it, and look at how all these liberal groups are almost to a person led by weird, twisted, controlling, Luciferian supporting, literally, Saul Alinsky pledged people. Hillary was a pen pal and a protege of him. I mean, he forwarded his book saying, I pledge allegiance to Lucifer. And I pledge this book to Lucifer. You have to understand, really evil people are weak. But they have knowledge of manipulation. And so they hate the people under them. And I don't want to say it's a white conspiracy, but it's just what I've seen. It's really weird to see twisted, physically ugly white people leading healthy, looking on average groups of minorities. It's just something I've observed. A bunch of young minorities being led by always some twisted old white guy or woman who just literally look like Emperor Palpatine or something. I mean, look at Chuckie Schumer. The guy looks like a freaking demon. He acts like a freaking demon. Excuse me, I'm not going to say, my dad always calls when I say that. That's the same thing as cussing. Don't do that. Right, it's a family show. I apologize. I start thinking about Anthony Weiner and just all of it. It's mind-blowing. By the way, if you just joined us, we told you that Weiner was being looked at for indictment months before it was even in the news for child pornography. We broke that here. They diverted off into Pizzagate. And now, headlines, they're looking at indicting him for child pornography. And the word is, Hillary tried to steal the election. She failed, and she was told that night through Podesta, if you continue and if you try to steal the election and challenge us and have a civil war, all of it's going to come out. And it's going to hurt the country. She claimed she was capitulating. She didn't. They reorganized behind the scenes, and all the PP gate and all the Russia gate crap you've seen has been the fallout of it, and Soros isn't stopping either. None of them are stopping right now. And we have to be conscious and aware of that situation and understand they have these Judas goats. For those that don't know, when you've got goats that you send in to be sheared or sheep or whatever to be slaughtered, goats, sheep, apples and oranges, but same technique. You have one old billy goat of the leader that leads them into the slaughter every year when you choose out who you want to eat, who you want to shear, who you want to sell, who you want to keep. That's called the Judas goat. And Oprah Winfrey is a black Judas goat of the highest order. And she is in the highest order of the global system. And I'm going to prove that coming up at about 40 after. We're going to play a special report, the truth about Oprah Winfrey. But going now to my co-host for the hour, Owen Schroyer, I want to get into the attacks of Anheuser-Busch saying, oh, look, an immigrant started Anheuser-Busch, and now he wouldn't be here today. Immigrants are our strength. We already know that. You can't have unlimited, unvetted people coming in and having their babies for free and then being brainwashed to be anti-white, anti-America in a globalist plan. That's the whole point. They keep straw man misrepresenting. I don't care what color you are, as long as you're hardworking, funny, and don't have an attitude problem and a chip on your shoulder. And I'll tell you, some of the biggest chips on the shoulder out there are spoiled, rotten white people because they've had it good for so long, and they tie perfectly into this whole cosmology of chip on the shoulder culture. And I'm so sick and tired of it, and I want it to come to an end, but I want to get to this Anheuser-Busch ad and then Mark Dyson's take on it in a moment. But I know this is something you've been covering. How transparent can it get? Here's the key. The entire corporate media, Hollywood, foreign governments, every bad actor, the evil pope that Catholics are openly calling the devil. He is trying to, I mean, his whole church is against him now. I mean, he's a takeover artist using pedophile rings to take over yet again. The communist Chinese, the Saudi Arabians, every bad actor, every wickedly known evil group that oppresses their own people is openly telling us we can't have Trump. And the fact that the corporate media is coming out against him again certifies how good and how real he is. But now we don't just have that confirmation. Owen, we have them openly trying to destroy him and only intensifying their efforts now that he's in power and he's delivering on every front. This is amazing. This shows there's not just evil in this world.
Well, here's two realities that we're dealing with right now. And this is what I try to tell the people that hopefully can awaken people who just think Trump is this evil dictator, this Nazi, this racist. The same media that is tearing Trump down as the bad guy is the same media that builds up the Kardashians as idols. Think about that. You want to know what's wrong with culture and society? It's people like the Kardashians being idolized by the youth. People who contribute nothing to society. Fake people. You've got fake people like the Kardashians influencing society, and then you've got fake news like CNN influencing society. But then beyond that, what's the other reality we're dealing with? The most discriminated people against in this country right now are Trump supporters. And if you don't believe that, I challenge you to put on a Make America Great Again hat, walk around for a couple days, see what happens to you. See if you don't get yelled at in the streets. See if you don't get physically assaulted. My bet
is that
they're
trying to intimidate us. They're trying to bully us. That's why I'm not usually a grandstander in public. I'm now aggressively wearing Trump's My President shirts and my hat. In fact, when I get back to Austin, I want to go out to 6th Street. I want to go everywhere with the crew and just show
me with you.
The tribe of dribbling idiots that are against us.
So here's why I'm starting to get mad about this, Alex, because it's getting worse. Now, I know that I don't know what your travel plans are, but you're going to be on Joe Rogan later today, which is going to be great. I'm looking forward to that. I think it'll be the biggest Joe Rogan podcast in a long, long time, maybe ever. But tomorrow in L.A., in West Hollywood, there's a massive Trump protest scheduled. It's going to be huge. There will probably be 10,000 people out there, just like we saw at the airport after the travel ban. These are total puppets falling for fake news. So here's why I'm getting so upset about this, Alex. The Democrats are responsible for this. The Democrats like Tim Kaine and Chuck Schumer.
They blew up the Middle East. They created the refugee crisis. They opened the borders. Now Trump just does what the law says, and they flip out. And then I got off the plane last night. It was like 60, 70 stupid protesters all screaming, KKK, go away. What? I mean, what? How about radical Islam? Quit enslaving
women. What KKK,
no,
Alex? Did you have an outfit on? Why are they chanting KKK at you? It makes no sense.
They were just randomly marching up, chanting at families, bumping into people, just a bunch of idiot morons. Definitely all hired by Soros.
Hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years. What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks? Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled P-I-X, PixWireless.com.
When pistol threat armor is just not enough, KD Armor offers a rifle threat solution as thin as 1/4 inch with our proprietary armor that conforms to your torso. This is the only concealable rifle threat armor on the market today. You can own it starting at $225. Check out KD Armor on Facebook or at KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Men, if you're like me, you appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. The sort of shave that cuts clean, without the burn. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack, when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? And because Harry's is so confident in the quality of their blades, they'll send you their most popular set, complete with a razor, one of their world-famous blades, shaving cream, and post-shave balm for free if you cover shipping. A total value of $20 at no cost to you with code 0606 at checkout. Their way of saying thank you for trying them. How is Harry's able to save you all this money and still give you the best shave you'll ever enjoy? By owning the factory that manufactures the blades. That's how. Go to Harry's.com now and enter code 0606 at checkout to claim your free trial set and post-shave balm. That's Harry's.com. Code 0606.
You ever wonder what happened to America?
Because of what we did on this day, change has come to America.
Something's wrong, and we all know it.
I'm Charlie Daniels, and I'm here to tell you about it.
The nation has been hijacked by international forces bent on global governance.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, mom, and apple pie. God was in school, morality had a future, and beef was for supper. Revelation, dawn of global government.
We're the solution, Americans. Ain't nothing more to it than that.
Starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, and Special Ops General Jerry Boykin. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie, .info. Americans need to see this film. Revelation, the movie, .info. Let's fix it.
Said over and over again, all he's delivering on is common sense. I want to read an article here that I meant to get to with Corsi earlier, but I want to get into this with Mr. Owen Schroyer, who will be riding shotgun with me into the next hour with Leanne McAdoo as well. But before I go any further, let me start getting into this USA Today article and then get Owen's take on this, because this illustrates everything we're dealing with. This is a tactic where I come out and I say, or you come out and you say, we have sources that Homeland Security plans to federalize the election and try to steal it from Trump. Then they come out, begin federalizing, and then have news articles saying, I'm discredited because I predicted exactly what would happen. That's like if you got a guide to take you, say, shark fishing, as I've done with my son, and then you catch a 10-foot shark, a 6-foot shark, a 3-foot shark, and your limit on mahi-mahi and redfish, and then you tell the guide, this wasn't worth the $1,000. You're horrible. You are a piece of filth. Again, they take our incredible success and the fact that we're dead on and just emblematically, like mind control, these aren't the droids you're looking for. Move along. You've got C-3PO and R2-D2 that you're looking for. You're going to get medals from Darth Vader for catching these droids that have the Death Star plans, and you just let them go right in front of you. So that's what they do with Stephen Bannon. You go read Bannon's writings and what he said, it's dead on. Dead on, and then he's emblematic in understanding how to reverse the slide of the Republic, how to empower the people, and a real plan for the reboot of America and the new Renaissance. Okay? People say, well, that's exactly what you say. We're not plagiarizing each other, folks. This is Americana. This is what it is, okay? We're students of history. And so you've got thousands of wise Americans, millions, you know, that are just advising Trump through the Twitter, through the Facebook, through the ether. But he already knows all this to himself better than we do. So it's more of just a sounding board. But you read this article, it's so illustrative. And you can read the same type of article in hundreds of publications today because they all get their orders and they regurgitate it. Pop it any time, Owen. Bannon takes a dark view on Islam. Hours of audio give window. They always act like, ooh, we found something secret. In his show on XM, ooh, they found a secret. We've revealed tapes of Alex Jones. We revealed tapes of Bannon. Hours of audio give a window into the thinking of top Trump advisor. And they go on to say he believes there's a fifth column of Islamicists merging with the left to destabilize America and end free speech. He believes there's a globalist elite plan to shut down free markets and consolidate control. That's all the public plan.
Alex, I think that I even experienced a little bit of that yesterday at the march, the Muslim State Capitol march, because, like I said, the Muslim American citizens that showed up there that wanted to talk, so most of them were fans of yours. A lot of them like Donald Trump. They just wanted to show up, you know, just because, hey, you know, I'm a Muslim American. This was an event.
Again,
I wanted to show that I'm here.
They got directed by the media to show up. They were actually good people on average. But again, they can now point at that crowd and say, these people are represented by the Democrats.
But the funny thing is, and we already pointed this out, most people that showed up were just white women who just wanted to be out there virtue signaling. But I think
the
key here,
we're not bashing white women. That's who's in command of all this.
The key here is, though, Alex, is that CARE, who's been running around organizing a lot of these things, the Council for American Islamic Relations, has connections to Hamas. And Sarsour, the lady, is from Palestine. Hello, people. Let's make the connections. So Steve Bannon is making these connections here. And look, it's not about Muslim or Christian or anything. It's about evil people who want to destroy our way of life. Okay? And whatever reasons that they have for that, whether it be the U.S. interference overseas and all the stuff we've done over there, okay, we've called that out too. So we're with you on that page. But let's not sit here and completely swing the pendulum in the different direction and just say, oh my God, we've been so bad to the people in the Middle East. We just have to let those war-torn countries invade our nation so that they can collapse us.
Especially when it's a clear plan with Obama, Soros, Kerry, and Hillary, with Sutherland, the head of the UN refugee program, to flood the West to take us over. We can pull up Sutherland admits refugee plan to end Europeanness of Europe. The Pope says it's disgusting that Europe's Christian and he wants more Muslims. This is all anti-Christian garbage being openly pushed, and it's the opposite of what Martin Luther King talked about. When we come back, I'm going to read this article, get into the Anheuser-Busch brainwashing, and then play this Oprah Winfrey report. What else are you going to be breaking down?
Well, I've got more on just the left coming after Trump supporters. I'd also like to comment on that analogy you made. I think it's perfect. And then kind of a little thing I've been following, White House Petitions, the official website of the government. I'd like to get your take on something that I think might be going on there, Alex. This could be big.
All right, we'll be back with Owen Schroyer from Austin, Texas. I'm Alex Jones in Los Angeles for the Joe Rogan Experience. We'll be right back on the other side. This is
We're on the March.
This is the Info
War. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. CalBend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Happy Valentine's Day, honey.
Wow, look at these roses. They're gorgeous. You didn't have to get me these.
I couldn't let Valentine's Day come and go without surprising you with flowers.
Aw, thank you. Guys, this Valentine's Day, even though she says you don't have to get her flowers, take it from me. Send her flowers. She'll be so happy when you do. And right now, you can get her one dozen assorted roses with a free glass vase for $19.99 plus shipping and handling. And this week only, we'll also include free chocolates. Just go to proflowers.com, click the blue microphone in the upper right corner, and enter secret code 9494. These gorgeous roses are guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days. Plus, you pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. Hurry, you must order by this Friday to get one dozen assorted roses with a free glass vase and free chocolates, starting at $19.99. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to proflowers.com, click the blue microphone in the upper right corner, and enter secret code 9494. That's proflowers.com, code 9494.
How will you spend your tax return? Will a new TV or the newest cell phone protect you when the unexpected happens? Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes? You and your family could be left helpless, waiting for a slow-acting FEMA to come to your rescue. In a disaster, local store shelves are emptied in just hours. Your tax return is your chance to be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a 25-year shelf life. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, make the most of your tax return. Place your order and get a huge 20% discount and free shipping. This big discount ends soon. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise. Be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Out in the streets, my friends. Out on the road. Coming to you from Los Angeles, definitely under globalist occupation. I'm going to have to revise some of the liners now, though, that from the tip of the spear on the front lines, restoring the republic, state by state, county by county, city by city, because the globalists admit, under municipalization, man, they're smart, 30 years ago they began to target cities, even though they're not under our system, federalist system, having any power legislatively, to have the cities withdraw from the states and the federal government and to fully go under UN control. And the city of Austin is completely captured. So I need to cut new liners saying, coming to you live from Austin, Texas, under UN administration of control, in, you know, retaken Texas. Because, I mean, literally, we're coming to you when I'm normally in Austin from Texas that we've almost retaken, literally. Patriot governor reversing the globalist onslaught. but from a captured city. It's a war. And that's why I'm in a captured city. Going to recapture it. From Travis County. From Austin. And it's just crazy that, I'm not bragging about this, it's just true, that on my mom's side of the family, they raised Colonel Travis's son, and the heirs were involved in launching the whole operation. And on my dad's side, was obviously heavily involved as well. They came in from Alabama in the 1820s. My mom's family came in from New York in the 1820s. New York. So those are some Yankee side of the Texans. Does that mean I'm a Yankee only eight generations back in Texas? But they were Yankees then, so they still are. I think everybody was a Yankee at one point. But they were sophisticated out of New York and pretty much were the head honchos launching the whole operation with Sam Houston. And, of course, Andrew Jackson was behind the whole thing. Little wink, wink for everybody. That's in the history books now, but I was always brought up knowing that. And so... long family history of working with patriot presidents to expand the republic. And that is certainly what's going on right now. So get ready for it. And you notice that Trump's been saying he admires Andrew Jackson. So, again, folks, get ready and get out of the way because this is the real deal. Now, before I get too confident, there's a real chance they could try to kill Trump, and they're definitely trying. I saw a lot of their people going to Capitol Hill today, and they had people around them wearing heavy body armor, the heaviest, boxing in the Supreme Court nominee and others. So they know the threat level is very heavy. And I know that Trump is surrounding himself with top generals who are ready, if there's an attempt at a coup, to smash it quickly. But make no mistake, the entire world government system is being taken away from the globalists right now, and they are in a conniption fit. Well, sorry. You wanted to enslave the planet. You want to keep Latin America and Asia and Africa poor. Trump doesn't want any of that. He wants real prosperity worldwide. And America First is going to do that again. So just get ready. Globalism, as Ross Perot said, is a race to the bottom. Another great Texan. All right, let me get into this. And Owen Schroer, you can pop in anytime you want. Briefly here, I cannot stress to you enough how important it is that you send the articles and the videos and the links to our material out. I know you're already doing it. Do it more. It's having a big effect. We're beginning to turn the tide. And to support us and get super male vitality, every man out there should try this if you're over 40. See what happens to your libido, your energy, your stamina. It's very noticeable within 2 days. Secret 12, amazing, super absorbable organic vitamin B12, 10% off right now. Knockout, take one or two pills, incredible natural sleep aid. Biome Defense, the very best. Super wide strain probiotic out there. We have it in 50 billion active in each capsule and in 25 billion half strength. It's available at InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com. We have 25% off on water filtration systems, 25% off on the great Alexa Pure Breeze systems, comparable systems for $400, $500. InfoWarsStore.com or call toll free 888-253-3139. Let me explain how we can sell an air purifier that its leading competitor is basically the same system and is $500. Well, there's a system in media and in advertising where you decide to sell things for more, and a certain percentage of the public, in actuaries that they've done in advertising and market research, will buy it just because it's more expensive. Now, we've done the math, and I've talked to some top advertising experts. They believe I'd bring in more money if I sold things for higher prices. But I wouldn't get to as many people. And I just believe that you need to be treated the way I want to be treated. So I metaphysically cannot mark something up more than 100%. That sounds like a lot. We fund an operation on average 100% markup. Some things we have sales have like 20% markups. You can't operate like that, but they're lost leaders. So when I tell you you're getting really great deals, listen, before this came along, I bought for my house four or five $800 units. Now, granted, this was like 3-4 years ago. Those units have gone down to like 450 because things are miniaturizing, things are getting cheaper, things are getting less with electronics and, you know, stuff like that. But when this is $149, folks, at 250, it's a steal. And they tell me, Alex, you really ought to just pitch this at 250 and then you can make, you know, $60, $70 and we make that. But, you know, these units cost us a little over $100 and I don't know why you want to make just $20 on these. Well, we do this sometimes. So You want good deals, this is it, okay? And so we need funding. Why don't you go buy this for every room in your house? Why? It'll make your life so much better with all the pollen, particulates, the garbage, especially if you live in a big city. Why don't you give them to your friends and family? We're at the tip of the spear. We're fighting our guts out, blood, sweat, and tears. We love you. You love us. We're winning. This is a magic hour in the fight for liberty right now, golden hour, and we need to fight while the sun's still up. Because believe me, a winter's coming. This is, I figured it out. This is just a humanity getting a quick breath before we go back under. And that may be 10 years we get a quick breath, or 20. I'm just telling you, I can see it. And the big challenges we face are going to get so much bigger. I don't say that to be scary. I say it so we win. This is the long haul, folks. It's like it took me almost 22 years to get to this point. It's taken, you know, folks decades to get to this point. We're building a platform for victory, building a platform of basic human understanding that's based on a world built for humans, not for the globalists that are anti-human. Now, you want to comment on that? I'm going to skip the next break so we have time to get to this Oprah Winfrey piece as well, and I want to get to this Anheuser-Busch piece and this Bannon piece I mentioned, but comments there, Mr. Schroyer.
Well, the analogy that you made last segment really resonated with me because you talk about how the stormtroopers let the drones go by, basically passing on the greatest opportunity of their life. You've got all these people protesting, the bleeding heart liberals. You know, at the end of the day, they probably really do care about humanity. I mean, that's why they're out here motivated. Unfortunately, they've been misguided, they've been tricked, they've been misinformed, and now they're just total puppets. But to me, the analogy is, you know, InfoWars are those droids. You are letting the information, you are letting the resistance that you've been so hungry for your entire life just pass by when you discount InfoWars or when you say we're discredited or debunked. And here's the thing. InfoWars is not perfect. I'm not perfect. Alex is never perfect. We've never claimed to be perfect.
But we want to empower those people.
Exactly. And we're real. That's the difference. We might not get along.
It's all about keeping their supporters in the dark, desperate, confused, and alone. They actually use those words, folks. Your bosses are using you. They're laughing at you. And again, we're not talking to our regular listeners. We're talking to the prodigal sons out there who we want to come home. We want you to be part of the feast. We want you to be successful. We're here to help, folks. That's why the enemy hates us.
And that's why yesterday when we were talking and you mentioned the cult behavior, how the leaders in the cult are so protective over the young ones or over the minions, because they know that their ideologies in the cult are so weak and so shallow that if the minions, if the younger people actually have an open-minded conversation with someone from outside the cult, their cult's not going to exist anymore.
That's right. You're going to die. Libertarian rally. Nobody's going to stop you talking to people that
no.
are mad. Nobody's going to say, you know, don't talk to them. But it's always just chant these mindless chants and then stay over here. You're in a cult. You're in a cult. That's why they're so upset to see black leaders celebrating Black History Month with Donald Trump. They're so upset to see black folks hugging him at his rallies. They're so upset to see their program to make minorities think they're not welcome at the Tea Party events is now being broken. And so their whole program is fading, so they're desperately hitting the race war button as hard as they can and doubling down on the money they're spending because they know as soon as we really come together and that love train, that Trump train comes through and we get that 2020 into 2024, that we're going to have this 79-year-old icon who spilt his guts into everything and energized us. We energized him, and now humanity is set on a stronger course to deal with the big questions of the universe.
And he really put it all on the line. I mean, you talk about his business, his family, his future. Everything. He put it all on the line, and it just continues to hit home more with me.
And InfoWars were early, and I'm not bragging, but our listeners and us, we put it early on the line. We put it all in, and look how much better the victory is. Now, let's get into this right now, and then I want to get to the Anheuser-Busch piece and the Oprah Winfrey piece. Here it is, USA Today, hundreds of these articles out today, same crap, different you-know-what. Steve Bannon, who ascended in months from relative obscurity. Oh, yeah, Breitbart was just like, you know, five times bigger than most globalist publications. Obscurity because you said it was obscure. See, we're obscure. We're obscure. See, everything's a lie. Stephen Bannon, who ascended in months from relative obscurity. No, he already ascended because of his ideology.
He ascended because he was right all the time. He just kept being right and right and right.
I'm sorry, sir. Go ahead.
He just kept being right and right and right. All the news coverage they broke, just groundbreaking. Right, correct.
Absolutely.
That's how he ascended.
Stephen Bannon, who ascended in months from relative obscurity to become one of President Trump's most influential advisors, has said Islam is the most radical religion in the world, and the United States is engaged in a struggle for civilization, potentially leading to a major shooting war in the Middle East again. Trump installed Bannon, he's been friends with for 20 years. Oh, but it was just, notice they lied. Oh, he just met him. Trump installed, he installed, he wasn't elected. Trump installed Bannon this week as a member of his National Security Council, taking the unusual step of installing a political advisor on the powerful White House body responsible for reshaping security and foreign policy. Far more significant may be the views he brings to the table, which represent a sharp break from how previous administrations approached security issues, particularly around Islamic terrorism. Yeah, we're going to call Islamic terrorism terrorism. In dozens of hours of audio recordings reviewed. Oh, see, they're the authority. USA Today reviewed. See how they spin everything? In dozens of hours of audio recordings reviewed by USA Today on the Breitbart News Daily Radio Show in 2015 and 2016, Bannon told his listeners that the United States and the Western world are engaged in a global existential war, close quote, and he entertained claims that the fifth column of Islamist sympathizers had infiltrated the U.S. government and news media. Those recordings preserved online. Oh, preserved. See, they caught them like it was a dirty, like putting porn in a black bag when you go out of the store. You know, oh, we preserved it. We found the buried bodies. Oh, they're so. Those recordings preserved online offer an often unfiltered window into the thinking of Trump's interview adverse senior advisor. He's busy advising the president now. The views mark a stark shift from foreign policy doctrine under the previous two administrations that were allied with Islam. You go to the Muslim marches, the women's marches, it's run by Muslims. It's all over the news. They let people in unvetted. There's clearly an alliance with Islam to flood Europe and the communist and socialist parties in Europe. All of this is happening. And what unifies us with Russia is they're standing up against radical Islam that is the dominant form taking over the world right now. So this goes on and on, acting like, as they go on to say, how kooky and dangerous and weird it is that he's talking about Muslims being a threat. What world are they living on? Our whole way of life's having to be changed because of the ongoing Islamist attacks. This is the issue, and Trump's taking it on head on. Go ahead.
Well, and think about this. So either you're going to live, so all these radical Islamic attacks keep happening, right? Well, oh, then they'll say, well, you just think they're all a false flag. Okay, well, either they're happening or they're a false flag. So then you talk about what's going on in the Middle East.
Oh, it is a false flag because they let them in.
But it goes beyond that. As you well know, they started this chaos in the Middle East with their religious proxy wars. They continued to send funds and arms into the region. So there's this weird, the leftists want to see black and white. They don't want to see in the gray area. We called out the intervention, the U.S. intervention in the Middle East for years. You've been calling that out for years. False narratives to start these wars to try to remanipulate currencies and borders and oil markets in those regions. Saudi Arabia is one of the major influencers of this. So what did we do? We put Donald Trump in office, who was against the Iraqi war, who called out potential false narratives from the 9/11 commission.
Right. He doesn't want destabilization. He doesn't want a destabilization economy. He wants an economy based on real, you know, winners and losers, non-zero sum game, transcending all that and not doing immoral, evil, bad things. He's a straight shooter, common sense, and it's the return of common sense that has them so upset. Now, I want to move on to the further balkanization. Let's play this Anheuser-Busch ad that we'll break down after we air it, where, again, the founder of Anheuser-Busch was an immigrant. And so now we would never have had this, you know, wonderful watered-down beer or whatever. Sorry, I don't like it that much. They kind of pitch it as the everyman's beer, you know, don't drink a craft beer, whatever. The point is Budweiser was good 30 years ago. I don't really like it today, but let's just move on from that. Budweiser funds anti-gun groups, open borders. They're globalist. Coors is the opposite, which I guess Coors is okay. Rocky Mountain Kool-Aid. I'm not really a big drinker these days. The point is that they're hyping that, oh, we're going to kill innovation. It's an anti-Trump ad. No, we're saying people from known terror states already banned by Obama before aren't going to waltz in here unfettered and then try to make us accept Sharia law. This is simple. The days of conquering and bullying us are over. Here's the ad. We'll get Owen's take on it, then get Mark Dice's.
look like you're from around here.
He's the lowest touch from me.
I leave Germany.
I want to prove here.
Welcome to America.
To prove
you don't want it here. Go back home.
Yeah, go back home.
There was no travel ban from Germany.
Oh, crap.
I don't remember a travel ban from Germany.
It's all just made up. The Germans were like the second biggest group after the Scots and the Irish.
Well,
the
say, look, my family came from Germany in the 1730s, Alex.
All the poor little Germans.
Thank you. The next time?
And the Germans were instantly accepted in this country.
And they illustrate the difficult journey he took. Oh. Yeah, that's the difficult journey. We don't want to just fly people over here from the dregs of the world.
Yeah, this is somebody that had a dream because he was in a caste system in Germany. They had served him until the 1880s, basically slavery. He couldn't do something he wanted over there in Germany, so he came here. But the whole point is they tested people at Ellis Island for TB by the 1850s.
Yeah, you had to stay there for weeks.
Some type of vetting process. But again, of course, if you go to some place like New York City, where there's giant gangs that are based on being English, being Italian, being Catholic, being Protestant, people have always just killed each other over what street you live on or where you're from. Go to Hispanic areas. They'll have three or four gangs that kill each other, or black areas, the Crips and Bloods. And then they take this and just, again, sell it like we're the immigrants, we're the good people. Again, nothing against immigrants. They're just piling on to make it look like there's this big anti-immigrant sentiment, when Trump's going to make it easier, if you're not a criminal and you have skills, or you're young, to come here. But we're not going to take 45,000 people that wear 6X underwear, or people with syphilis, or people with TB, or people with leprosy. Or if we take you with leprosy, we're going to test for it and then put you in the hospital after, because it's illegal to turn loose somebody with leprosy or somebody with TB. But, oh, they do it all the time and then put them in schools with kids spreading it, and then Obama covered it up. How do you make up something of this magnitude, Mr. Schroyer?
Well, think about this, Alex.
Look at you as the progeny of ancestors that were German immigrants. Did your family tell you down the years how bad you were treated and how horrible it was and just how terrible it was and how they were mean to the Germans? Is that why half the German Hessian soldiers in the Revolutionary War deserted when they'd never deserted in Europe in huge continental wars because the Americans were so nice?
Well, actually, I grew up, and my family told me how privileged I was every day. They made sure I didn't take it for granted, and then I worked hard.
Look, I've got a bunch of German background, in my family, who came here from Alsatia and places like that, and from Bavaria. And no one ever talked about stuff like that. No one ever said America treated them bad. The only stuff was World War One. The start of World War One, there were some German towns that still spoke pure German, and they paranoidly took down their German flags and put up American flags and canceled Oktoberfest and stuff because they were afraid of offending anybody. Go ahead.
Well, here's what's amazing to me is that you've got the liberals, the Democrats, who, you know, and we all love planet Earth, but they view Earth as a fragile ecosystem. They want to make all of these regulations. They want to, you know, you can't have a fire, or you can't have a cow fart, whatever it is. You can't have a car because we need to protect this fragile Earth. Okay, well, we all agree Earth is fragile. We disagree on some of the science that you want to push forth and some of the, you know, anthropogenic climate change.
Saviors.
But here's the funny thing, Alex. They don't have that same thought process. They don't have that same vision towards America. You know, America is also very fragile, okay? Why don't the liberals and Democrats want to take the same
steps? That's
right.
America's only 6% of the world population. It had half the wealth. If you want to go live under North Korea or Venezuela, there's all these other places that want to live like you do in your communist utopias, where people are in slave pits and women have their genitals cut off and are sold on slave blocks like Somalia and Sudan. Go to those heavenly places and sing Allah Akbar with your breasts hanging out.
So I just found that terribly ironic to think, like, they'll do anything, they'll point fingers at anybody for anything that might hurt one tree, but they don't seem to have that same sort of protective nature over the country that gave them
everything.
They're
now coming out saying the UN's going to represent robots and vote and say that they have a consciousness and rights, but then there'll be big computer companies that have the robots they produce that now have rights that will outvote us. Just like animal rights isn't about animal rights. There's good people that are for animal rights. I'm for treating animals better and humanely. The whole point is, I don't think you should be killing whales or whatever. The point is that it has nothing to do with that. It's about them controlling everything, using our guilt and using our concern as a way to get us to acquiesce to their control. I want to go out to break with this Mark Geis piece. I didn't get to the Oprah Winfrey review. I'm going to air that coming up at the next bottom of the hour, Owen. Leanne's coming in to co-host with you. We'll hear what she has to say about all this and more. But here is Mark Geis breaking down the situation with Anheuser-Busch, who, look, they sell it like they're the everyman drink, and then also they're, you know, for open borders and all the rest of it. No true American should drink Anheuser-Busch urine beer. It's globalist urine pissed in your face, literally peeing in your face. I'm sorry. This is a real pee-pee gate. Anheuser-Busch is the real golden shower, folks, and I'm not censoring them, criticizing them. They have their free speech. I would never drink their piss beer to begin with. I apologize. Okay, I'm going to show. But you know,
hey, it's Anheuser, all right. They sold out to Belgium now. It's all right, Alex. They sold out to Belgium now.
Oh, okay. Of course, they did sell it to Belgium a long time ago.
It's in bed now.
And here's the deal. Who wants colonization by Muslims again?
I mean, thanks to the Democratic leadership in St. Louis, by the way. Thanks to the terrible Democratic leadership in St. Louis. Sorry, Alex, go ahead.
That's right. The unions ran it off. Okay, let's go ahead now and talk about the anti-American company that literally thinks that they can just mark their territory in our face. Here is Anheuser-Busch.
I'm sorry to tell you, Budweiser drinkers, but your beloved beer commercial this Super Bowl Sunday is liberal propaganda. The 60-second spot chronicles the journey of Anheuser-Busch co-founder Adolphus Busch as he's immigrating to America in 1857 from Germany. And there's a scene as soon as he arrives on shore where someone says, "You're not welcome here." Welcome to America.
You don't want it here. Go back home.
It also cleverly teases the anti-immigrant theme with the opening scene of the commercial, with someone turning to him and saying, "You don't look like you're from around here." At the end of the commercial, you realize that that was actually Eberhard Anheuser, and the scene depicts Adolphus Busch meeting Eberhard for the first time to then start the Anheuser-Busch Brewing Company, which obviously brews Budweiser beer. Now, I'm all for a touchy immigrant success story, and there are many. And in fact, the last I checked, Asian Americans have the highest income in the United States of America. But at this point, you can't help but see this as another anti-Trump propaganda piece, which I wouldn't be surprised if it was paid for by George Soros, the puppet master who is behind most of these protests. And since we're on the topic of immigration, we should probably clear up some of the fake news that's surrounding the supposed immigration ban, because it's not an immigration ban. President Trump's executive order puts a temporary freeze, a 90-day, three-month freeze on immigration from seven countries that the mainstream media says are predominantly Muslim. But guess what? There are 40 other predominantly Muslim countries, overwhelmingly Muslim countries, which are allowed to have immigrants come here. The seven countries that President Trump has put a temporary immigration freeze on are the countries.
Full report's up on Infowars.com. And by the way, there are 14 Islamic countries that do not allow anybody from Israel or who is Jewish to come in. And there's three of them that don't let Americans in. And the list goes on and on. A bunch of them don't let Buddhists in. Again, these aren't free societies. These are people that on average believe they can run our lives. Now, a lot of Muslims that came here ran away from that, okay, and they want to be westernized. 80% of Iranians in major polls or over don't like the mullahs. I get it. I don't want to hurt people that happen to have an Islamic background. I know Islam's had some times and periods where it was a stabilizing force and actually produced a lot of science. But in its inception, it was warlike, and it certainly is warlike right now. And everything, as you know, inside Islamic countries is called the House of Islam. Everything outside of it is called the House of War. We're going to be back with Leanne McAdoo and Owen Schroyer. Got a lot of clips I'm going to get to as well, and a special report, I promise, on Oprah Winfrey. And then I will tell you who's coming up hosting the fourth hour as well today. I think that's Roger Stone officially launching his book today. Don't forget, 25% off on the water filtration systems and air purifiers and a lot more at InfoWarsStore.com right now. Please get products you need for your family and support the broadcast. A true win-win. We'll be right back. Thank you all.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.